plate a potential nugget.
And Venkat, you've sort of, what boggles my mind is sort of the largeness of the vision, right? To sort of, to inculcate a spirit of giving in India. How have you thought about success or impact, or just how do you, as you reflect on your journey, how do you think about keeping track of where you are in the context of what you're trying to accomplish?
No, so two things. First is, I think that vision is extremely, extremely, extremely ambitious. And I have no two doubts in my mind that I am not going to achieve that in my lifetime. I'm going to die a failure. Right? And that doesn't worry me a little bit also. I mean, I'm perfectly happy being a failure in life. I don't need to prove myself to anybody. So it's okay to fail and die. I'd rather also that if any successes happen, I'll give the credit off to somebody else, because it helps people. To get credit, right? I mean, especially people who have family, kids, etc. It helps them to have your kids think highly of you, your spouses think highly. Mere ko kisi se kuch farak nahi padta. The world can think I'm a useless guy. Mere ko kya farak padta? It doesn't make any difference to me. So, I'm more than happy to die a failure, which is what I will be. So the idea therefore is, don't worry about how large the goal is. Set that ambitious goal. Fail to hona hai, it doesn't matter. Why set a small goal and fail? A large goal and fail. So I think the vision has nothing to do with how large it is or not. It has got more to do with what the vision is by itself. So the vision is very simple. It's, how do you build a caring society? Now, somebody else may look at it and say, how do you build a caring world, right? So if you look at John Lennon and Imagine as a song, his vision is the whole world. And if you look at Vasudeva Kutumbakam as an idea, that's a much bigger vision than what I have, right? If you look at Gandhi's vision of nonviolence peace across the world, it was never, he wrote letters to Adolf Hitler saying, don't do what you're doing. Right? In that sense, I think I've been relatively much more myopic. I'm focused on India. I've never bothered about what happens in, you know, other parts of the world. Not that one shouldn't, but So it's just, I felt from childhood about the country, and I kind of felt ki yaar kuch karna chahiye. So it's as simple as that, that people should care. Right? And I think if somebody says my vision is to work for Bombay, I think it's a brilliant vision to have. I don't think visions in themselves are big or small. And I can tell you that somebody who's really passionate and really committed to their vision is bound to fail in their vision. It's not possible to succeed, right? Because the visions are always about being better and better and better. So there is no end to becoming better, right? When you say, I want Bombay to become better, that vision can never be fulfilled. Because no matter how good it becomes, it can still become better. You want to rid the world of all diseases. Unless you set, so like, if you look at Bill Gates, for example, he set a vision saying, I want to put an end to polio. It happened. But he has other visions. We had a very interesting conversation when we were running Give India. We got Bill Gates to come and talk to some of our people. And so one young kid asked him, how would you like to be remembered when you're dead? What would you like to be remembered for? And he had a very interesting answer, right? The answer was, I think long after I'm dead, I'll most probably not be remembered. And if I am successful, I will definitely not be remembered. So when you ask why, he said, so he asked this kid about 10 years ago, the kid was about 10 years old, have you heard of something called smallpox? And kid said, no, what is that? Is it something like chickenpox or something like that, right? And the beauty is, somebody worked to eradicate smallpox. And the beauty of eradicating is a disease is a generation later, nobody remembers the disease. So how will you even remember who eradicated it? So if I put malaria out in my lifetime, or if I put polio out in my lifetime, a next generation not even going to know what is malaria. That's the best indicator of success for me.
And if I were to ask you the question that the child asked Bill Gates, how would you like to be remembered when you're...
I don't want to be remembered. I'm very, very clear. I actually, to me, an ideal world is the day I'm gone, the rest of the world continues as if I never existed. Zero footprint. Right? So why should people remember? I mean, there's so many other wonderful people to be remembered and inspire people. You know, why take away from that? And
thank you for listening. For the entire podcast archive, which consists of insights across 60 plus guests, which include CEOs, thinkers, sportsmen, artists, and so on, painstakingly curated across 60 odd themes, please visit playtopotential.com. If you like this nugget, you might specifically like the curated playlist Views on Success, where the leaders reflect on how they thought about success as they went about their journeys.